We'll have to do that again sometime, see if we can get a little bit better. All right. Welcome to Lake Country Bible Church this morning. If we got visitors, I think we might have one or two. If we got visitors, please fill out the form that you'll find in the pouch in the chair in front of you. Put that little form in the basket on the to the right of the double doors on the way out. Let us have a little information about you. And maybe we can just kind of learn about a little bit about each other, and we can make sure you know you're welcome here. So, I think I'll turn it over, and
good morning. Need some more rain, don't we? I'll call your attention to some announcements. There is on the cork board to your right, the mission board, as I recall, we have a list, the latest list of membership, which makes you voting eligible. If you know that you're a member, not sure that you're a member, if you look back there and see your name on it or not on it, if it needs to be on it, you need to be interviewed for membership if you so desire. And so look at that list to confirm whether or not you are eligible to vote in our next election, which probably won't come till January, so there's plenty of time to join up. Call your attention to the prayer meeting. It occurs every morning at 9 o'clock sharp. Room to the right through the door and another door. And there you can sit down in the next room. Everybody's welcome. Women's Bible study occurs on Tuesday at 6:30. And Terry Buckler's in the book of Judges, correct? And then Wednesday night service is right here in this room at 6 o'clock. And we have a fellowship dinner coming up on the 30th of July. That's the last Sunday in July. It's always potluck. And however, we're trying to feature salads this time, as I understand the ladies' intentions. Operation Christmas Child begins in the Shoebox Ministry. If you're not familiar with that, you can read this. I believe, who is our contact there? Is that Jean and John Fox, I believe, are heading that ministry. That's where you gather small items. I think we've been gathering these all along, have we not? And we will distribute them to the boxes at a month in the future, but right before Christmas. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, joyfully we've joined our voices in song and praise, and we'll worship you with hymns, blessing your holy name for the great things that you have done. Lord, we gather to focus just on you this morning. We cast away all our worldly cares and concerns, which profit us nothing eternal. Lord, we seek your leading as to ever loving others as you have loved us first. Lord, this morning we especially would like to lift before you the care that many in need of healing. Lord, we humbly ask a special blessing for your servant in word and deed, in family. A Freddie Coyle, as his surgeons seek the source in nature of Freddie's affliction this week in Athens, Georgia. According to your will, Lord, we ask you to guide the skilled hands to seek a diagnosis and a course of treatment that would restore Freddie full-time ministry. Lord, we ask that you glorify yourself to all involved in Freddie's treatment and his rehabilitation. Lord, now as we next turn to your written word and prepare our spirit to receive the truth of your righteousness, the very expectation that you have as creator of all creation, and that is eternal life spent in your presence, which requires holy perfection. Lord, we just bless your holy name for how excellent is the knowledge that you have given us of Christ Jesus our Lord, who shed blood washes away all imperfection. For all who by the same faith confessed by our spiritual patriarchs have believed in his name, Lord, we also do so. Lord, we fall short of your righteousness each day. Thus we must ever plead before your throne of grace, the only blood that you could ever accept is adequate to forgive all of our unrighteousness, separating it from us as far as the east is from the west. His blood, Lord, your only Son, obedient even unto his death on a cross, Lord. Children will never attain sinless perfection in this life. At your knock at our door and your whispered, I have more. I have more for you. Lord, we are the believers at whose door you knock. This reminds us of your victory. And your victory by right of faith in your death, burial, and resurrection. Lord, we ask you to bless this message to come from your word of truth this morning. For the hope that is within us, and we thank you also for the indwelling of your Spirit, strengthens us. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in your bulletin, we are in the book of Philippians this morning. Philippians chapter 3. I'll read from verse 8 through verse 10. Philippians 3, 8 through 10. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through the faith in Christ, and the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
Terrible mountain or valley that they're in, and so please pray for them, and he'll appreciate that, and I will too. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Chaz Martinez.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 11 and 103, the Word of God says, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. And news about him went throughout all Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And he healed them. And a large multitude of people followed him from Galilee, from the Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Seeing the multitude of people, Jesus went up on the mountainside. When he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he began teaching them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? It is therefore good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a table, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I say to you, that until heaven and earth disappears, not the smallest mark or the smallest letter shall disappear from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, Thou shalt not kill. But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a just cause will be in danger of the judgment. But whoever calls his brother Raca stupid will be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, will be in danger of the fires of hell. Therefore I say to you, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are still on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your adversary would deliver you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. For I say to you that you will not come out until you have paid the very last penny. You have heard that it was said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks unto a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right eye causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It has been said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness causes her to become an adulteress. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your promises, but keep the promises you have made unto the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by Jerusalem, for it is God's city, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone wants to sue you and take away your coat, let him have your shirt as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn away the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be called sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the good and the evil and sends rain on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what reward would you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet your brothers only, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Therefore, you be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be done in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen of men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, comb your hair and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you openly. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Your eyes are the windows to your soul. If your eyes are good, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If the light that is within you is full of darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will love the one and hate the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your Father in heaven feeds them. How much more valuable are you than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothing? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his majesty was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has a trouble of its own. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the standard you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all along there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your own eye. Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets, for they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious, greedy wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree brings good fruit, and every bad tree brings bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will say to them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you workers of evil. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. But it did not fall, for it had its foundation upon the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus finished these sayings, the people were amazed at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their teachers of the law. Listen. I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So today, if you have heard his voice, do not harden your heart. For he is standing at your door and is knocking. Oh, won't you let him come in? Would you stand with me? Our pastor leads us to the throne of God. Brother Mike, would you come?
We need to pray for Richard Chaz. He goes about doing his ministry. You know, as we consider all that Richard recited to us, marvelous words to live by. But did you notice in that three chapters of Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the gospel was not mentioned? The gospel, which brings about the new birth, is ours as a free gift. And that free gift you can receive this morning if you've never trusted him and what he's done for you to get you to heaven. You can receive that free gift of eternal life by simply taking God at his word, where he tells us, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can walk out this morning knowing that heaven's your home, have eternal life in heaven with God, who loves you, gave him his Son that you might have eternal life. And he promises that that eternal life will be ours forever and ever. Place called heaven. Would you do that this morning? Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, nobody looking around. If you're here this morning, best way you know how, you're trusting Christ and what he's done for you to get you to heaven. Would you just slip up your hand till I see it, and then you can put it down. Anybody? Anybody? Fine. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for the truthfulness of your word, for the accuracy of your word. Father, in it we find not only salvation. Father, we find guidelines for our lives. We pray, Father, that we, through the Holy Spirit's leading and directing, we might have lives honoring and glorifying to you. Father, may we be busy about the business of sharing that gospel freely with all of those that we come in contact with. We do pray for Richard and his family, his ministry. Father, we ask as he goes to different churches, presents this program, Father, we pray that people will be touched and drawn to you. Father, we thank you so much for loving us as you do. Once again, we do pray for Brady and his surgery coming up tomorrow. We pray, Father, for Richard. I understand he's got surgery coming up on Tuesday. We pray, Father, that both of those surgeries would go well. We'll give you the honor and praise. We ask all these things in Christ's name.